Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Donner.
Donner. That was a nice little offhand quote.
Yes.
Hello and welcome to the Friday morning edition of The Lost Podcast.
Because it is Friday morning.
Or Thursday, early Thursday morning for people like on the West Coast and Hawaii. Like late Thursday, early Friday.
But for us, it's Friday morning.
Really?
12:15.
Wow, it is already. It is Friday for real. Yeah. I was still thinking maybe it was 11 or something like that.
Yeah.
But I think this was a really good episode.
I feel like people
are kind of on both sides, but
I thought we had a really good episode.
I
checked a couple message boards. Some people didn't like it. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Twisting and turning. Is it a dream? Was it a dream? Was it not a dream? What's going on? I don't know.
I guess we'll have to see in our discussion Lost recap section.
Yes.
Also, we got a lot of great calls to get into. Do we have an update on the season 4 contest?
Yes.
1 and 2?
Yes.
What if we just had like just 1 or 2?
1 or 2, whatever you want.
Okay.
But there was nothing in one.
There was nothing in one.
No.
So it's just 2.
Just 2.
Minus team, the 1.
2, needs, 2 seems to be more popular than 1 right now.
Okay.
It is a higher number. And it's not one of the numbers in Lost.
Now, do we have a crackpot theory of the week?
Oh, yes, we do. And I had it before the show even started.
Wow. So does that mean it's good or does that mean it's even worse?
No, it's not a guarantee because I'm done guaranteeing things.
I know. So, okay, you guaranteed. Okay, we'll get into the last recap.
Yeah,
we'll talk about it then. Because I feel a little let down. I feel like, I don't know, that the Easter Bunny doesn't exist or something like that.
Well, hey.
What?
I make no guarantees.
All right. What do you say we get into the last recap?
I'm not Men's Warehouse.
Not anymore.
No. Half the suit fits. I don't care. Go somewhere else.
If you'd like to buy a Jay and Jack t-shirt, you can click the link right now in the AAC feed or go to Tanzania and type in some Morris code.
Morris. Rhymes with horse.
Let you see what Carl wrote right there on the computer.
Well, that's nice.
Morse equals horse. Tunisia.
Wow. And that didn't even come up today. you were prepared.
Click the link right now in the AAC feed or check out jayandjack.com or check out shopsalmonate.com and pick up your Jay and Jack t-shirt and or hoodie.
I need to ask this question because people have been asking me, does Sam ship hoodies to Canada?
I think he ships them anywhere, but he ships them from his, I mean, he kind of does it. He's not like a big, gigantic company. He does it his own personal business. And he ships them out of it, Georgia. So,
I think Georgia ships shipping, things to Canada.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, exactly. It'll ship to Canada, but probably the price for shipping will be a bit more because he has to personally ship it from.
But if he asks, if they ask specifically, hey, can you ship to
Canada? Yeah, I believe so.
All right.
I believe they can.
Okay.
As long as you trust whatever mail carrier to get it to you.
Yeah.
So, I think it should work.
The Mounties bring it.
All right, Jackie, ready to go?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Lost recap. Lost recap. Lost recap. Lost recap. All right, today's episode, the DVR strikes back.
That's twice in a row. And we just had the cable guy out last. They came out because our cable was out for 3 days. They came out at 1:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. And they still didn't fix it.
Worked on something outside, had a pile of cigarette butts outside.
Uh huh.
And it works.
Yeah.
But the DVR is not working.
Yeah. So we missed, I think, like maybe the first second. But from what I saw, I had to run upstairs to go to the other TV. It started with Jack awaking in the bed with one of the people at his hospital calling him and waking him up.
That's why we think.
But there may have been like a scene before that where he goes into it because it looks like he was found, he woke up from passing out before. So
yeah, so now we're confused. So if someone can tell us, because right now in the contest, I'm saying Jack
spoke first
because that was part of this week's question.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone can tell me someone else on the list, it's maybe Kate, I think, was on the list. If they spoke first, if you let us know, that'd be great.
Yeah. So anyways, we go into what we assume is a flash forward. He gets woken up in the bed. By somebody from the hospital, and
which is always frustrating.
Yeah, they say, you know, you have your calendar and you forget, so I'm calling you to remind you. You have to get to work today, and he wakes up.
He has
up.
Someone calling him to get him to work.
Yeah, so I guess maybe he's slacking a bit or something like that, or sleeping in.
Okay.
But he gets up, he walks, and he kicks aside a pair of panties.
Yes, but he picked them up and put them in the drawer.
Yeah,
so he didn't just throw them somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. But if they're—I don't want to get into it. But if they're used, why'd you put them back in the drawer? Been worn already.
He's saving the environment. You know, why keep wasting water?
Reuse them.
Yeah.
Then he goes downstairs into the kitchen. He trips on a Millennium Falcon. So I was like, what? He has kids?
Yeah.
And
another
then,
Star Wars reference. Yes. People are big into the Star Wars thing. So
he looks at the paper. The Yankees beat the Red Sox and goes, ah, A-Rod.
A-Rod. Poor A-Rod.
I know.
Now he's on the DL. He's getting slammed on loss.
He's having a bad week.
He's not a true Yankee.
Then he goes to the shower. There's a girl in the shower.
I called who it was.
You did. The way it sounded like Sarah to me, but you said it was Kate, and then there. She says, why don't you shave?
I know when Kate's in a shower. I have some kind of special radar.
Uh-huh.
I can come. For some reason, I can just pick it up. I don't know why.
What would you call that? Kate shower R?
It's something.
but he goes to the shower. He looks at the razor kind of funny.
What do you use this for?
And then we find out it's Kate in the shower.
Yeah.
Cut to Lost. This was a good Kate episode.
But all the Sawyer people are like, oh, no.
They had a little redemption at the end.
Oh, yeah.
The skaters had a little redemption.
Yeah.
Next, we're coming out of the commercial break. We're still back in Jack's flash forward. He is reading Aaron a book. A book that his father read to him.
Yes.
And Kate comes in.
The old man read it to him.
Wearing Jack's shirt.
Yeah.
It's a very nice effect.
Which is okay with me.
Yeah. Looks pretty hot. But why'd you... yeah. Okay. I'm not going to get into that either. I'm trying to stay non-Darmalar's-ish.
Stay focused. Stay on target. Wait. That's another Star Wars.
Wow. Nice. So then Kate and Jack have a conversation. And then Kate said that she was glad that he decided to come back. And, and then they kiss. He picks her up. Some panty showing again.
Yes. And I said, what's the deal with this show? What time's it on?
It's on at 10 o'clock. It's two episodes at 10, and they're trying to show as much of Kate's skin as possible.
You know, I was thinking instead of log carrying guy, I could be like stand-in guy. I could go.
And
with,
who would you be standing in for?
Maybe Matthew Fox. I'd go without shaving for a while. All right, bring in the stand-in. All right, let's film.
It's a tricky stunt. If you lift her up, you could drop her, pull your back.
Yeah,
you know.
He can't get hurt.
Exactly. You know, he's a professional actor.
Right. He's got movies to do.
You're willing to sacrifice yourself.
You know, I'll fall on the grenade.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a team player.
Or, you know, have the grenade in your mouth.
Right. Whatever works.
Yeah, exactly. So then Jack wakes up from his little passing out. And everyone's worried about it. He's like, no, I'm fine. Kate is worried about Jack. And he walks away. We then go to Sawyer, Claire, and Miles, who are walking along, and they're in the kind of the same clearing that Carl's water bottle was killed,
right?
And Rousseau, and Miles starts to hear the scene that happened between Alex, Danielle, and Carl, and them getting shot and killed,
right?
And then he asks, you know, who is Carl and Danielle?
Yeah.
And then, how do you know them and stuff like that? And then he kind of goes down. He starts digging through the ground, and who does he find? He finds Carl. And Rousseau, but where's the bottle?
No, I thought it would have been funny. Well, not funny. Well, yeah, it would have been funny if he was laying there and the water bottle's just sitting right up on top of Carl.
Or he still has it in his hand. He's like, with his mouth open.
Now, do we know for sure if that's Danielle? Do we did some DNA testing?
Okay, you guarantee that she would be alive.
I did, because I did guarantee she'd be alive. And
so
now,
what is your reasoning
But
now?
You know, with Danielle, she hasn't showered in a long time. Do we know if she was just laying there? Right?
Taking a dirt nap.
Yeah. We don't know if that was actually dirt on top of her or that was just... I guess she's dead.
Yeah, I think she's pretty dead.
I thought there's no way they were going to kill her off.
Yeah.
But why would they take the time to bury her?
Yeah, exactly. Who took the time to bury her?
That you're mercenary. You kill, you move on.
I don't think they did.
I don't think they did either. I think someone else came along and
buried them. But who?
You think it was Frank?
I guess if he was with them.
Yeah, he seemed to be, he's a compassionate person, so
yeah.
He probably buried him, but I know Kimi didn't do it. He's not a nice guy.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it just seemed kind of weird.
So I guess with Danielle's backstory, if we ever get it, it's going to have to be in someone else's.
Yeah, or if they just do like a general backstory of the island, and that's how
that's how we'll learn.
Like it's just an episode about that. Yeah. We then go back to Jack, who's taking some more pills for his pain in his stomach, and Juliet comes in and asks what his professional opinion is. Jack says it's a stomach ache, and Juliet...
He says food poisoning.
Yeah, food poisoning. And she disagrees. And
so is Kate cooking for you again?
You know, I'm a good cook.
Yeah.
And she tells him to lift up his shirt. She presses his abdomen area. And she says... she says his appendix.
Another product placement they could have.
Yeah, you know, they're just wasting rich opportunities. But his appendix is about to burst, and she asks, did it rupture already? He says, no, he doesn't think so. And Jewett says she wants to take it out.
I can do it.
We come back to the beach, and Juliet gives Sun a list of instruments that she needs to get from the medical hatch, and Faraday offers to help.
Okay, this is what bothered me.
Okay.
Why are you having this big argument? Why don't you send Bernie?
He's a dentist.
I think he would know what most of the instruments are.
Well, I think her first reasoning for Sun was because she's been to medical hatch.
Obviously that, but...
But yeah, why don't you send Bernard with him?
What's the whole argument with Charlotte and Daniel Faraday? Why are we even arguing with those guys?
Yeah.
Take Bernie.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe she needed Bernie to help set up the...
It was a light and a table.
Yeah. But one thing we'll get into later, but I'm really glad that Bernard is an integral character that is really contributing.
Yeah, I agree. So far,
it's nice to have that.
That was my first thought. Why don't send Bernie?
Yeah, exactly.
Because he's a really good actor, and it seems like he's been kind of wasted. Yeah. You know, not their fault, because they have a lot of characters.
Yeah, they have a lot of characters, but it's nice that he's actually getting some time to develop. But Faraday offers help, and Jin and Sun say that we can't trust them. We don't want their help. And then Charlotte says, well, they don't want to trust us because we're going to kill them.
And Daniel goes, bad Charlotte. Bad. And he spanked her on her nose. Didn't that sound like what he was doing?
No, he's like, damn it, Charlotte. This is why they don't like us, because of your bad attitude. Yeah. Tisk, tisk, tisk.
Yes.
And Faraday says, you know, we're just trying to help. We're scientists. And then she goes, all right, you go with them. But then Juliet gives Jin a gun and says, if they try anything, shoot them. Yeah. They try and run away. Shoot them in the leg.
Right. Why in the leg?
Because it doesn't kill them, but it stops have them from running.
But shoot them in the leg. You're in a hurry to go to the medical hatch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And come back. Now you've shot some in the leg. Now you got to drag them back.
That's true. Maybe they just leave them there. They're not going to be going anywhere.
I guess, but they'll bleed to death. But if you're going to shoot them,
shooting in the arm would be tougher.
Just shoot them. Take them out.
They still need them for something,
for
maybe. They don't know that Kimi's killed all these people already.
They know they can't trust him.
Yeah. We then go to Sawyer and Miles. Miles is checking out Claire.
Now, didn't Miles look, when you first saw it, didn't it look, like Charlie from season one?
He did, with the hoodie and everything.
I was waiting to see if he had anything on his hands, knuckles.
It did. I thought maybe it was going to be a vision of Charlie.
It was like, yeah, that looks like Charlie from season one.
Yeah. That season two, when Locke beat him up and he put over the hood.
Right. That had to be what they were going for.
Yeah. But then, do you think that maybe Miles has talked to Charlie's, you know, spirit? And maybe he's trying to make himself look more like Charlie to pick up Claire?
Does he have to be in that area, though?
Maybe he's walked by and, it's true. Maybe he's been by that area already.
The underwater hatch?
Yeah. I was thinking maybe he's trying to look more like Charlie to kind of let Claire choose him or something like that.
Well, obviously it doesn't work for Claire because Claire's forgot all about Charlie.
But he's checking out Claire. Sawyer walks up and says, hey, you know, you don't get to be with her.
No.
I'm putting a 20 feet restraining order on you.
Yeah.
And then he just says, who? Says the guy's going to kick you in the butt if you do, if you break it.
Sawyer is definitely, he's a lot cooler, a lot tougher.
Yeah.
He just seems like he's more of a team player right now.
Yeah, and it's kind
of... I think he's like the leader now of his little
army
of two.
And you know, he's still a tough guy right now.
Yeah.
But I really like his character. He's not like the jerk tough guy.
No, he's compassionate.
Like, yeah, he's like kind of the more leader-esque, kind of Jack leader type tough guy. We then go to Rose and Bernard, who are cleaning the table.
I thought they were waxing their board.
Well, no, they weren't going surfing.
Yeah, I thought they were going surfing.
At first,
I thought Rose was just being negative.
Uh-huh.
I thought, what a god, she's a downer.
Well, from the beginning, I was like, well, it's because maybe she's worried that now she's going to get sick again, doesn't believe it, period.
When she started explaining it, I think she was saying, what has Jack done to upset the island?
Ah.
Maybe that's what I was thinking. What has Jack done to upset the island?
That makes a lot, yeah.
Because he got sick.
Yeah, he got sick.
Ben got sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what is, I'm sure she knew that Ben...
Because they're getting off the island. Ben maybe got sick because he was going to let them off the island.
Well, maybe she didn't know Ben got sick. I don't know.
Yeah. Even if she didn't know, but it was a good observation by Rose.
Yes.
By
you.
We then go back to Jack and Juliet. Juliet is shaving his stomach, and Jack wants to watch the procedure.
I'm thinking, why don't they shave his face?
Thing is, though, he does. It looks like he already shaves his chest. Why does that?
I'm thinking, you know, before the operation, they should have done it just right. Because I'm thinking with the way his hair grows, it's probably back before the operation takes place. Didn't I just shave this 30 minutes ago?
But he wants to watch the procedure and help her do it. And
I don't care. I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
I think I could probably take the pain, but I couldn't.
I could take the pain if I was like not looking.
Yeah, but I don't think I could take the pain while watching someone cut into me.
Oh, man.
I couldn't do that.
I couldn't do that without any pain. That's just too trippy.
I couldn't cut anybody open.
Yeah, that's just way too trippy.
Sorry, if you're with me and you need that, you're toast.
And he wants Kate to hold the mirror so he can see what's going on.
And he insisted on Kate.
Yep. And Juliet's like, psh, but you kissed me, playa.
Yeah.
We then go back to Jack's flash forward. He is in the hospital. Talking to, I guess, a patient, and she walks away, and he sees kind of a glimpse of the back of his father's head real quick.
Yes.
And then he goes, I guess he gets a call to go to the Santa Rosa Hospital, and he meets with Hurley.
Yeah, and Hurley seemed to be...
Yeah. Was that doctor there? Was that the same one that he had there the first time? It looked kind of like him.
It looked like kind of,
but it wasn't him?
It was not him.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's not him.
Yeah, it didn't look exactly like it had that kind of look to him. Maybe he was a replaced actor?
Yeah, because that guy was just recently in another...
Yeah.
He was in something recently.
Yeah. Not the same guy, but maybe they're trying to make him look like him because that's the replacing with him.
Or maybe they couldn't get him.
Yeah.
Because Hurley won't take his meds, right?
Yeah, exactly. And he doesn't think that he exists, that guy.
Right.
So then Jack goes in. Hurley thinks they're all dead.
Yes.
And
that theory that's been out there from what?
Forever.
Forever.
But Jack tells him that he's with Kate and Aaron, and Hurley, you know, talks about, you know, how they're all dead. You know, you're getting your happy ending. Why are we so happy?
Jay got his happy ending.
Who's Jay?
You wanted a happy ending last week. You wanted someone.
But that's, we find out it's not really a happy ending.
Well.
Then Hurley says, you know, he's been having conversations with Charlie. And that he had a message for Jack. He said, you're going to come here tomorrow, and you did.
Well, he said at the end of the bench, right?
Yeah, he pointed to the bench where they did meet that one time. He gives him the message, and Charlie says that Aaron can't be raised by him.
You're not supposed to raise him,
Yeah, exactly. Jack. That was creepy. This whole scene was really creepy.
Jack's looking like, well, I'm leaving. I'm out of here.
It's like, you can't tell me what to do. Yeah. Don't tell me what I can't do. Charlie. You can't even play bass, right? But he also says that Charlie also said that he will have a visitor.
Right.
But, dude, that whole scene with Hurley was trippy.
Was like in tears. You see how he just a very emotional scene.
And it was just so, like, solemn to see Hurley, like, that down. And
he's not Chipper Hurley.
No.
He's not the happy-go-lucky Hurley anymore.
And it's sad to see because... From there, where does he go to see how bad Jack became?
Right.
Where does Hurley go from there?
What's ever going on is really affecting these people. It doesn't look like it has affected Kate.
Mm-mm.
Because what we saw.
But we really haven't seen Kate further from what Jack's.
Right, but what we saw at the end of last season. What we saw at the end of last season.
Oh, yeah, she was still pretty.
She was still like, hey, I'm happy. But Jack was just a mess. Hurley now looks like he's a mess.
Mm-hmm.
We know about Sun and Saeed. Well, he's going around killing people.
Yeah.
So.
But then we come out, go to commercial break. We come back to Sun, Jin, Faraday, and Charlotte. They get to the medical hatch, and Faraday wants to go in first. He's kind of flirting with Charlotte and Sun. And
I still think it would have been funny if he would have fallen down.
Yeah, that would have been great.
I said if he would have walked in, boom, boom, boom.
But Jin asks Sun if the girl knows that he's flirting with her. He likes her.
Yeah.
And Sun said, most girls do. And then Charlotte kind of smiles.
Yes.
And they get down into the hatch, and they go to all the medical supplies. And Charlotte asks Faraday, you know, what power is all this? And he goes, let's add this to the list of questions that we have.
Right.
But then Sun and Jin have a conversation. Sun's looking at the same table where she had the ultrasound.
Right.
And they're having the conversation saying you can't really trust Faraday and Charlotte. And Jin vows to get her and the baby off the island.
Yeah, baby, get you and our baby off the island. Yeah, never says him.
Exactly. And then Charlotte kind of looks on, too, like she acknowledges the conversation.
It was good to see Jin have a major role this week. Not a major role, but at least he had some.
Well, see, that's what I really find is another thing that was great about this episode is a lot of characters had roles in it today. I, you know, aside from Ben, Locke, and Hurley, who went off, and I'm sure we'll get to their story later, but a lot of the characters had moments in today's episode, which was nice. It was very season one, like there were so many layers and different stories going on. We then go back to Sawyer and crew, and Miles tries moving on Claire again. He's like, do you want me to carry the baby? I'm really good with babies.
Yeah. Yeah, would you trust Miles with it? Well, he held a grenade.
Yeah. So and he lived. So
I guess.
And he talks to dead people.
Right.
So all in all, it's pretty good. But then Sawyer says, I thought I'd put, you know, a restraining order on you. And then at that moment, Franks rolls out of the jungle. And he says that Kimi is coming. They need to hide. And he says, if he sees you, Miles, he'll kill you.
Yeah.
Now, why would he kill Miles?
Thinking maybe he's with them. Maybe he was supposed to do something and he didn't do it.
Yeah.
Maybe maybe he knows that he offered Ben $3.2 million.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of interesting. How did he find out?
Not that he offered Ben, but he was trying to extort $3.2
billion. Yeah, but how would he know?
I don't know.
Seems weird. Especially when he used Miles to get the send in to get Ben. Why don't we just kill him then?
I don't know.
Maybe there's some kind of deal they arranged between Miles and Kimi when he went in there that maybe he was supposed to make sure Ben came out or something like that.
There's something going on that he... He feels like he's been double-crossed.
Yeah. But then Kimi comes out of the jungle with, was it three other? It looked like three other militiamen?
Three guys, and they're dragging one.
Yeah, dragging one.
So he got shot in the leg.
Yeah. Now, the way that smoke monster is coming, I think it would decimate everybody.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
I mean, the whole forest was filled with smoke. How many people did they have?
And the helicopter only holds so many people, right?
Yeah.
Well, the helicopter we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there's another helicopter we haven't seen. I mean, it only holds so many. It only held a certain amount of weight.
Yeah.
Right? Because they said, well, do we have room for Naomi?
Well, I think that was also because they didn't have a lot of gas.
Yeah, but still, you have to...
You have to get there and back.
Get there and back. So you can't carry a lot of weight. So could have been too many people. I don't know.
So maybe the smoke monster wasn't sent there to kill, just to tame them, or it seems interesting.
It seems strange.
But then, so he comes out. Frank says, you know, we need to get moving. I need medical attention. We need to get out of here.
Yeah, Frank was saving him because Aaron, of course.
And Aaron kind of cries a little bit, and Kimi kind of goes towards
him. You sure that wasn't Miles?
Huh?
Miles didn't cry?
No. And Sawyer gets his gun ready to shoot him. And then, you know, Frank, again, convinces him that he's not leaving at night. He's not going to follow Faraday's thing at night. We need to get out of here right now. And Kimi follows his lead, and they go. And you saw the relief on Sawyer.
Wasn't he calling him Mr. Kimi?
Yeah, something like that.
He was calling him Mr. Kimi. He was giving him respect.
Yeah. But did you see how, like, scared Sawyer was once he was, like, he put his gun down. He was like, whew. Yeah. He was, like, kind of trembling.
Well, he was caught. I think he would have definitely taken out Kimi.
Yeah, but then, he's got
Claire. He has to, and the baby has to. I don't think he cares about Miles.
Yeah,
he's got the other three people. I think he would have the upper hand. But who's to say that gunfire wouldn't have?
Yeah, you
know, he made the right decision.
Then we go to Jack, Juliet, and Kate. First, Juliet and Kate. Juliet asks Kate for help holding the mirror, and
Kate kept putting the mirror on herself. Was that the problem they were having?
I think so. It was pretty
tough. I think it was a problem.
But if I was Kate, I'd have the mirror myself a lot as well.
Yeah, I would too.
Then Jack walks out of his little tent, and Kate helps him to move along.
Yeah, I can walk 50 feet.
Then go back to his flash forward. Jack is outside of Santa Rosa and is cool. Is that a Bronco or one of those kind of
something
trucks?
Like that. He was definitely looking at the place.
Yeah, he's looking at the bench
Charlie to appear, I think.
But then he goes.
It's funny. He obviously believes that he waited.
Yeah.
So he was waiting for something to happen.
Mm-hmm. Then he goes to Kate's home, and he's sitting at the bed, and he goes, you know, am I really good at this? When you told me I was good at this, am I good at this?
Right.
And she goes, yes. And then he proposes to Kate and gives her a ring, and she accepts.
Everyone went, oh.
Cut the commercial break. We come back to the beach. And the Faraday, Jin, Sun, and Charlotte come back. Faraday gives all the supplies he got, every single one.
And what right away? What does Sun have to do after that long trip back and forth?
Oh, what?
Go sterilize the what about one of the log carriers?
She's pregnant.
With the log carrier,
but they're dying.
They're dying. They can't do that anymore. You're running out. So now the main characters have to do the dirty
work.
Do they
have them on reserve now just for emergency situations?
Hey, you might get shot. You got to hang over here.
They're endangered species.
Yeah.
We then go to
James Poole's. When they walk by, you never see him smile anymore.
No.
At least once in a while, they'd break out with a smile.
Because they know their destiny.
Yeah, they you know.
One of them is going to get on a helicopter off the island? They're the last ones to get on the helicopter off the island.
They can't even say. All they can do is wave. They can't even talk. It's like.
Then Jin pulls Charlotte aside. He's saying, you can understand me, right? Goes, and Charlotte kind of plays stupid. And then he starts to say, you know, I'll break Faraday's fingers one by one. And then she's like,
I know you understand that.
Yeah. And so then she goes, yes, what do you want? He says, you need to get Sun off this island. He's like, what about your friends? And you know, he's like, Sun needs to get off the island.
Right.
So that maybe kind of explains why he's not one of the Oceanic Six, because he is guaranteed
that again,
Sun would get off.
These guys who, it just kills me how people trust on this island. You've been screwed over over and over and over again. Yet
yeah.
Right away, just her going, okay. I mean, obviously, he's got the upper hand, because she thinks that he's going to do something to
yeah. But the thing that worries me, though, is that he threatened, you know, one of the person that she cares about. Now, is she going to take revenge on Jin and maybe really kill him?
Yeah.
That's something I worry
about.
Yeah,
you never know.
I
don't trust Charlotte.
Yeah, I don't trust Charlotte either. Faraday is slightly trustable, but not
He
not
wants
Charlotte.
To be a good guy.
Yeah. We then go to the surgery. And Bernard offers to put Jack out. He says he has a bunch of chloroform, and Jack doesn't want it. So then he gets.
I thought he said, "Did Jack have a cavity? Is he trying to fill one of his cavities?"
So they put a thing to numb just the area, and he says, "You know, once
it was lidocaine, right?
Yeah, lidocaine." And he says, "This is it. Once the first cut's in, it's all you know, fair game from there." And Jack says, "No, it's cool." He has Kate using the mirror. It was kind of a crappy mirror, so I thought he'd have like one of those big mirrors. But
what were they gonna get a big mirror at?
I just like when I pictured it in my head, I thought they have like a big mirror.
Big mirror with a Dharma logo on it.
It would make sense to have everything.
Big mirror
else.
With wheels on it. They could wheel it back and forth.
But
that the part with the whole thing when they had the retract thing where they were retracting.
Oh, and they're
back,
splitting off.
I'm like,
man.
Oh, come on.
So it's the surgery starts. Jack's in pain. He's squirming.
I'm saying put Jack out because I can't watch anymore.
I can't. Yeah, I can't either. And he's still trying to do it. And he's squirming. He's like, and then. Juliet tells Kate to get out because Jack's telling Kate to make sure they don't put him out. And Bernard says, I'm sorry, Jack, I agree with Juliet. And he takes yep. chloroform and knocks him out.
Bernie taking charge.
Yeah. Now, I don't really know how chloroform works. Now, how would you really know what's going to do it and for how long? And
I've seen.
Is it dangerous or is it just like...
Every movie I've seen, they just put it over their face.
Real quick and they pass out.
Yeah.
But does anyone really know how long that works? I have like no. I've just always seen the movies. They just do it.
Movies
quick.
They just do it real quick, and then once a person knocks out, they take the
yeah whatever
rag
you're gonna
off,
do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't really know how chloroform.
Well,
works.
Bernie's a dentist. He knows how to work chloroform.
But then he goes. We go back to Jack's flash forward. Now you were thinking about this the whole time during this flash. You thought that maybe this flash forward was just a dream.
I was thinking it was just a dream because I kept going. Ever notice it's because he's sick, and you know when you're sick,
yeah,
you have the weirdest dreams. When
oh,
you're
you have
sick.
Crazy dreams.
You have
yeah.
crazy dreams when you're sick. He's in a lot of pain.
Yeah,
and your body takes to protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from the shock and stuff. Your body takes over, and you start going. I thought a lot of it seemed like a dream, but the only part was like, oh, well, how would he know that Kate has Aaron?
That
was the only part. And,
yeah.
And
how do you have the conversation with Hurley and Hurley knowing Charlie
right,
and all
the
that
whole
kind
thing,
of stuff.
Unless this whole thing in the future is just, but I don't want that to be true. So
yeah.
I'm like, oh, no, but I'm wondering if some of it.
Well, yeah, that, or that maybe like, it was like a flash forward dream.
Yeah, right when when Bernie put the, when he mm-hmm. went under, I said, if he goes right away to flash forward, it's a dream.
Yeah.
And then Bernie said something about, wouldn't you rather be
dreaming about dreaming back home?
Something
like
back
that.
Home, being back yeah. home. And, or is it just the writers
just really messing with
really
us?
Really messing with us. So I hold time because
it wasn't blatantly obvious, but
no.
it gave that feeling though.
But a lot of things that happen in the future, like going, well, come on. I mean, that's,
he's singing about Kate. He's with Kate.
He's with Kate. You know, he's obviously talking about Kate. He wanted Kate in the room.
Yeah,
not the little operating room they had. He mm-hmm. insisted on it.
Yeah.
And of course, then he goes in the future and he's dreaming about it.
Yeah, but still, I think it really was a flash forward in the end because there's just too much facts from
unless
the Oceanic
he was, unless
Six.
He was jumping around
like
Desmond,
Desmond
does.
Yeah,
and we don't know it.
Yeah,
and his Constance would be Kate.
Yep.
So
I think so. So then we go to his flash forward. He's working on a spinal injury of some kind. And then he hears a smoke detector.
Right.
And then
you actually called it right away.
Yeah.
I said,
was like,
I said, well, when I first heard it beeping, I go, oh, it's one of those stupid smoke detectors because it happens in our house all the time.
Yeah. Aren't the ones in our house when you take out the batteries to shut it up, it still goes?
No. Oh, didn't do it the last time. But,
okay.
But it's worst part, you can't figure out which one it is.
Yeah. But then he goes up to the smoke detector. Turns out, I was like, well, it's a smoke monster. That's going to be Christian there.
Right.
Because they keep doing those, like, no smoking references and then right. the smoke detector references. They're really, at first maybe I thought it was just random, but it seems like it's too much to be random.
They're hammering it home.
Yeah.
Unless it's a dream, and then...
But it seems like whenever there's some kind of no smoking reference or a smoke reference, there's some kind of vision of some kind. So then he takes the battery out of the smoke detector, and then we hear Christian calling out Jack.
And can't Christian get a new suit?
Some new shoes,
new
at
shoes,
least.
Yeah. But as we... Oh, never mind. Get ahead of myself. We do see him in a different outfit later on.
Yes, we do. And then he goes... And then Jack's just, like, shocked. And then another doctor walks behind him and says, hey, Jack, what's up? And then Jack's, like, totally startled.
He's emotional. He's kind of... He's stressing out.
Yeah. And then he looks back. Christian's not sitting in the seat. And he asks for linazepam. And if anybody remembers from season 2, that is a drug that Hurley requested from Sawyer, see if he had it to calm himself down and not see things.
Right.
So this kind of maybe was...
Well, he told the other doctor he was having trouble sleeping.
Yeah. And then she says, maybe we should see some help. He says, yeah, I'll do that.
Sure.
But then he gets home, and Kate is on the phone with someone.
Yeah.
And says it's another mom, and that they're going to have a play date.
Yeah, see you in an hour or something like that.
Or we can have an hour or something.
We can have an hour or something like that.
So then she goes upstairs.
And right away, what did I say? I go, she's talking to Sawyer.
Mm-hmm. But then she goes upstairs, and then he pops the pills, downs him with a beer. Is that against the rules on the little bottle?
But Jack does. He's
a doctor. He knows
what he's doing. You can drink so much beer, you know, per pill. Was it Killian's? What kind of beer was it?
I don't know. Maybe it was like a fake.
Was it fake beer?
Or something.
I don't know.
Then we come out of the flash forward. We go to Claire waking up at the little Sawyer camp there.
And she didn't have a baby.
No. But who was holding the baby?
Yes.
It was Christian Shepherd.
And that was like, okay, what's going on here?
Yeah.
And he was like in a red, he had like a red shirt on.
It kind of looked like a sweatshirt. Pinkish or something.
Was that the shirt he had? Have we seen him in a pink shirt before?
I don't know. Maybe it's just like the light of the fire on like a white shirt or something.
Yeah.
That may have just
it happened
like
real fast and our DVR was screwing up, so I didn't want to take a chance on rewinding it.
And then she goes, Dad? Cut to commercial. I thought that was like the end of the episode. I was like, wait, there's still 10 minutes left. Yeah. What's going on?
Why when people say they didn't like the episode, I'm like, come on,
dude. I like what was
two
great.
Two Christian Shepherd sightings.
Yeah, not only that, but where you think it would end at Dad, they could have totally ended it there.
Oh,
it would have been a great episode, but they still had more after that.
Right.
So then we go back to Kate and Juliet, and they're kind of finishing up the surgery. And then Juliet tells Kate that Jack kissed her. I was like, oh, man.
You know,
Juliet,
he kissed me.
Yeah.
I was like, going.
For a really long time. Yeah. When you came back.
Yeah, it went on for days.
But then she goes, it wasn't for me, it was for him. And she goes, why? And he goes, because he loves someone here.
Right. And Kate goes,
and she goes, thanks. and then.
But it seemed weird at first. Like, it's like, wow, why is Juliet being so mean?
Yeah, but then it's like, oh.
But obviously, Juliet cares about Jack.
Yeah. But she was also kind of letting go of the fact that he really does love Kate.
Yes. You said it right.
So then Juliet says to Jack after she leaves, I know you're awake. And
right.
He kind of wakes up.
He's like, well, okay.
And she kind of has like a ticked off look on her face. We then go back to Jack's flash forward. We have Jack drinking some more of that beer and also some hard liquor, it looks like.
He was having a good time.
Or not such a good time.
He was being future Jack.
Or more like past Christian.
Right.
So then Kate comes home and, you know, asks where she was.
Well, she sent the nanny
home.
Well,
he sent the nanny home, but she was there. She was there two extra hours.
She's only supposed to be there till 4.
Yeah, and then she keeps asking where she is.
Well, Jack has Jack obviously has trust issues.
Yeah.
He's had it. Any relationship we've seen, he has. I think it's the way he's brought up.
The trust issues and all of the craziness of him seeing his father is also probably, and the whole thing with Hurley and what Charlie said to him.
Right.
Is messing with his mind as well.
Right.
Why
would you think right off the bat when Kate's talking on the phone with someone, why would you just start drilling for, I mean, right away he is, you know, my wife's on the phone, I don't think.
Because he knows that Sawyer's still alive. Granted, he didn't come, but maybe there's still some kind of direct contact?
It's weird. I don't know. There can't be.
Because he still feels threatened by Sawyer.
Right.
So that must mean that there is a connection that Sawyer's still alive and
because his dad's around. He thought his dad was fooling around with Sarah.
Uh-huh.
Maybe he's thinking his dad's around fooling with Kate.
Weird.
I don't know.
But that's where she was. She says, just leave us alone. And finally she pulled out and she was doing something for Sawyer.
Right.
And but what was she doing?
Because he said Sawyer still didn't come.
Exactly. You know, I'm here. He decided not to come.
He chose not to come back. Yeah. He stayed behind.
And
we know they can't find the island, so is Sawyer must still be there.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. And still alive and
so
still a threat to Jack.
We think that he said afterwards that she was doing something for
Cassidy and Clementine, his daughter.
And Sawyer probably told them not to say anything.
Yeah.
Because he probably doesn't want people to know that he has a daughter out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Because he'd be one of
the publicity and stuff like
right.
that.
But can't do it either because they have to keep the secret.
Yeah. And plus, Cassidy and Kate do have a past experience,
right?
We found out last season.
Yes.
But they.
So
they,
that I would guess that has to be it.
Yeah. And then she goes, you know, you're going to wake up Aaron. You're going to disturb him. You're going to disturb my kid. He's like, your kid? You're not even related to Aaron.
And turn around and way to go, Jack.
And then Aaron's there
who's
with his Shamu.
Who's sitting there with a little free Willy.
And then she goes to Aaron and Jack kind of just walks away and we come out of the flash forward. And then we go to Sawyer waking up and Claire's not there. And Miles is just eating something.
Now Miles is back into jerk mode.
Yeah. And
I was actually starting to like him.
Uh-huh.
I said, okay, he's not being a bad guy. But
yeah.
He went back to being a jerk.
And Sawyer goes, oh, what is Claire taking a potty break? And Miles, no, she followed some dude into the jungle in the middle of the night. She called him her dad.
Yeah.
And it didn't seem kind of weird. So he saw Christian.
Yeah.
Or wouldn't he kind of be freaked out about it?
Did he see him? Or maybe he can hear, he hears dead people. So maybe he just assumed that he saw.
Yeah, because he was freaked out about the whole finding the bodies and stuff like that,
right.
And hearing those voices. He was disturbed about
but
that.
But why wouldn't he wake Sawyer up and say?
Yeah,
that just seemed weird that he didn't wake Sawyer up and say, "Hey, you know, she's going through."
Maybe he's working with Jacob.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird.
But then Sawyer hears the baby crying. And he goes out into the jungle and finds Aaron alone. Sitting in this little thing, this tree, like it was made for the baby.
A big leaf.
Yeah, and I was like, well, Rousseau's still alive. It's a trap.
Yeah, it's not a real baby.
Yeah.
He's going to get caught in the net by himself.
Yep, and no one to be caught in the net with.
Yeah.
But then he yells out, Claire, 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 cut the loss, end of the episode.
Right.
I really like this episode. I think last week had a lot of action and substance as well, but this one was really thick in the character development and
it
substance.
It was a filler episode, but it was an action. To me, it was more than a filler episode. It didn't really answer anything. I mean, you're still confused on the situation.
It answered some stuff. It answered that, you know, Claire and I'm sorry, Jack and Kate are together in
right.
the future. They have they're together.
They had something going on anyway.
Yeah. There's more acknowledgement. Of that the island is calling them back, that Christian was there. We got that answer from last season when he was like, you know, just ask my father.
Right.
So that kind of answers
that. So that's why he said his father, because he thinks his father.
Exactly.
Especially
there.
At that point in his life, because he's.
Yeah. So I think it did answer
you think
a lot.
That Jack will end up
brought up more questions.
You think Jack will end up at Santa Rosa?
I don't think so. Because he's still out and about, it looks like.
Well, he's going to need some help.
Definitely.
To get off it. He can't just go cold turkey.
Yeah.
I don't think he can.
But I thought it was another great episode.
I was entertained.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. But that's what we think. That's what do you think we go into what you guys thought, Jim?
I think we should do it.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, so listener feedback time. Got a lot of great calls to get into. Jack.
Yeah, let's go.
We say we get into our first set here. We
chop,
got
chop, senorita.
Dan in Jersey, Freeman Tim, Gabe from Minnesota, and John. That's it.
Hey, did Trish call?
Trish who?
Trish from Boston. We had some requests for Trish to call all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
They liked the way she sounded.
So. Oh, okay.
Future
reference.
I had like three emails out there for people asking me if I would pass that out. So
there
I'm
you
going
go.
It out there.
Lost Podcasts, also the Matchmaker Podcast.
There you go.
All right, let's get into those calls right now.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Dan in Jersey City. I just got home from watching the new episode with my friends, and my smoke alarm in my new condo actually keeps going off. So I think that means that the smoke monster is in my condo, and it's going to appear as one of my deceased relatives very shortly. And when that happens, I'll give you guys a call and tell you what my deceased relative told me. Yeah, that's all I got. Great episode. You guys are awesome. You're very entertaining. And have a whole community in Jersey City that listens to you. So keep up the good work, and we'll be listening. Bye-bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Freeman Tim in Detroit. Just finished watching tonight's episode, and, you know, there's just something about every episode this season that just gets better and better. There's so many things that have been answered, but at the same time, leave it just wanting to know more. I guess we can definitely track Russo and Alex as definitely being dead. I would have liked to have seen that more of Keeney's men were taken out by the smoke monster. It looks like just one got kind of badly hurt. The bit that Jack threw out right at the very end, saying that you're not even related to him, makes you wonder whether or not either Jack's father talked to him and we never saw it, you know, or maybe Claire said something during before they leave the island. Very interesting, nonetheless, and just a fantastic episode. I like the pace of this one better than last week's because while it clipped along, it didn't feel like the scenes were cheated out of anything. I felt last week too many things were kind of sped through. But anyway, that's my opinion. Can't wait to listen to your show. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Hey, Jane Jack. Gabe from Minnesota, first-time caller here. Wow, great episode. So much I want to talk about. Claire disappears again. Reminds me of season one. Here's my prediction. Just wondering what you guys would think. I think that typical Lost style, she'll be gone until the finale, where she'll come back and talk to Jack, and they'll find out their brother and sister, and there'll probably be some big thing with their father. And then we'll find out what happens. I think she's going to die, or somehow she gets separated and doesn't get off the island. Maybe she'll sacrifice herself like Charlie. Who knows? Just wondering what you guys think. Love the podcast. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is John from Mendham, New Jersey. I just watched the latest episode of Lost, and I have a couple comments on the last flash forward, I guess, with Jack and Kate arguing. Jack says to Kate, "You're not related to Aaron." I'm wondering if he knows whether Claire is his half-sister, actually, and if he knows he's somewhat a distant relation to Aaron. Just wondering what you guys thought about that, and I love the episode and the show, so keep up the good work, guys. See ya.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Yeah, so we got Freeman, Tim, Gabe, and John all kind of touched on, does Jack know?
Yeah.
How does Jack know, or does Jack, when Jack says that,
Does he know
or
that
is he
he's,
just, or is he just stating a fact?
Yeah,
you know, hey, you know, you're not related to him. You know, you took him from Claire, or whatever happened.
Well, I felt that the writers once again were playing with words to get us all crazy.
Right, they did throw it out, but you know, I wonder if because Miles told Sawyer that he went with his dad. She went with his dad.
Yeah.
Now is Sawyer, when he gets back to camp, saying, "I don't know what happened to Claire. She disappeared. She went after her dad." And they're gonna go, "Dad? Who's her dad?" And then you know, maybe they'll put two and two together. Mm-hmm. That, you know, Christian will show up, and he's going to sell.
Or maybe he learns it once he does get back from the island. Maybe somehow that paternity thing is brought up.
Yeah,
because then he'll find out, you know, maybe more of the history of Claire and stuff like that, because it'll be all over the news. People that did die,
right,
and their story and stuff like that. Especially if they acknowledge that.
Oh, maybe Aaron, and maybe her aunt will contact Jack and say,
exactly,
hey, that.
And also, if it is brought up that, we don't know that if the Oceanic Six, that they recognize that Aaron was actually Claire's
kid.
Well,
I'm thinking they won't say that. The aunt will ask Jack,
mm-hmm,
did Claire live to have her baby?
Yeah.
Or did she die on
the
plane?
Yeah, because she would know that Claire was pregnant.
Right. She knew Claire was pregnant.
Yeah.
But she didn't know if she had her baby or not.
Yeah.
Because she was on her way to L.A. Will she ask Jack, did she have her baby?
And then she organizes his name as Shepherd, and you know, put all the pieces together,
and she'll say, you know, that you're that Claire was your half sister.
Yeah,
and then the whole thing. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
but
so that seems like a logical way.
Them keeping the secret, Jack will not be able to tell her sister, her aunt,
mm-hmm.
what's really going on, because that to me, I still think that's a secret. And also, you know, Rousseau, Freeman Tim also saying Rousseau is dead and Alex looks like she's dead and everything's mm-hmm. going on there. And then Dan saying his smoke detector's going off and he's worried that a relative's going to show up. Would that scare you? Would that freak you out? Because it freaked Jack out.
Well,
Jack already has problems with his dad anyway.
I think seeing anybody that I considered, like, that I think is dead, that'd be a little freaky.
I think if I was by myself, it'd freak me out. But if someone else was there and I could push them and run...
If I was by myself, I would be totally freaked out.
It's like the old joke, you know, can you outrun the bear? No, I only have to outrun you. But that would freak me out.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I got to make sure the batteries are working in the smoke detector here.
Yes. What do you say we get into the last set of calls here, a 5-call set?
Do it.
All right.
5-call set.
Yes, we got Nancy from Texas. Is it Shaban? Shaban's in New Jersey. Tony from Houston. Mario and Matt from New Jersey. Big turnout from New Jersey today.
Yeah, what happened to Ohio?
Jersey's making a play.
I guess Ohio just decided to sleep in.
I guess so today. So what do you say we get into those?
Let's do it.
All right, here we go.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Nancy from Texas calling. Just watched the episode. Just finished it just now. I thought it was an awesome episode. I'm sure there are going to be lots of people who didn't like it because of, you know, all the romance stuff and all that triangle stuff, but I'm a girl and I'm a romantic and I just loved it. Big time jader, so it was nice to see all that. But, you know, all that stuff aside, I think even, you know, looking over the romance part, I thought it was a fascinating episode. I totally had chills when Hurley was talking to Jack. And it just seems like this dang island is just coming to get each one of them, wearing them down slowly but surely until they're all going to come back to the island. I thought it was interesting to see how Jack ended up, how we saw, I'm assuming he's going to continue on this path to end up where, you know, we finally saw him in the through the looking glass, you know, flash forward scenes. And let's see what else. I sort of had a theory about, you know, what Kate's doing for Sawyer, what she promised Sawyer. I'm thinking it has to do with Cassidy or Clementine, you know, Sawyer's ex-lover and, you know, daughter that Kate had met before. And I'm guessing maybe Sawyer asked Kate to, I don't know, visit Cassidy, take care of Clementine, help her out. I don't know. Just, you know, that's just a theory I had, throwing that out there. I had a lot more to say, but I'm kind of forgetting it now. I really liked the episode, and can't wait to hear your thoughts on it. Thanks.
Hey, guys. It's Siobhan in New Jersey. I don't know what else I can say about this episode other than it was totally awesome when Jin called out Charlotte for being able to speak Korean and all of the zombie Christian Shepherd appearances. Anyway, take care, guys. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Tony from Houston. I got a little crackpot theory for you. I know Jack, are a big proponent of the Dharma Bernard and Dharma Rose theory. See, I want a little counter theory here for you. So I don't think Rose or Bernard are part of Dharma or the others or whatever. In fact, I don't think Rose is anything. I think Bernard actually may be a Whitmore person. Because think about it. When they got to the island, he knows the Morse code, all that stuff. And when they found a way to get out, he was all, let's leave, because he wants to go back and report to the Whitmores what he had found. So I think Bernard is actually a Whitmore spy placed on the plane by Whitmore to find the island.
Hey, Jay and Jack, what's going on? It's Mario from St. Louis, Missouri. Just got done watching the new episode of Lost, and all I can really say is, wow, this is insane. Based on kind of the stuff that's really going on in the episode, I kind of came out with a small little theory. I'm thinking that because we never see Desmond's vision of Sun and Claire both getting on the helicopter, maybe it really didn't happen, so we're actually never going to see that scene happen. And in fact, Claire is actually going to choose to stay on the island on her own volition, never get on the helicopter, and that's why she got up and left. And she's actually going to join Locke's camp, which is going to Jacob's cabin. So I think that we're going to see Claire at Jacob's cabin on her own volition, and she actually has a lot more importance to the island than what we think. That's why Christian came and saw her. She followed him, and because that connection between Christian and Jacob's Cabin, the first episode of the fourth season. Anyway, I want to say that I love the podcast, long-time listener, first-time caller. Hope to hear you guys soon, and that's my theory, and I'm sticking to it.
Hi, Jane, Jack, Matt from New Jersey. Scott, finished watching Something Nice Back Home, and this is what we've been looking for a while. I think that this episode was probably the best this season so far, and I hope it continues on the same track. I love Christian Shepherd. He really made this episode, and I loved it. I thought it was great. And after a streak of episodes that I thought were all right, mediocre, this is great. This is what Lost is all about. I'll be listening to the podcast tomorrow, and give it a good work.
All right, thank you for those calls.
I agree with Matt. I'm not saying this was the best of the season, best episode of the season. It's definitely up there. I thought it was a great episode. But if they can keep this pace for the remainder of this season, the next two seasons, I'll be a happy boy.
Yeah, if they can. The thing is, though, is that this episode could have easily been a filler episode.
Right.
But it wasn't.
No, it was a filler episode, but like you said, it did answer questions and it did continue the story.
It continued the story and it was still exciting and there was still a lot of great character development and it used a lot of characters and a lot of characters were involved and it was nice to see.
It had our favorite characters, our old Losties back.
And it's still like
had the meat and potato people back.
Yeah, in season two, like the big climax just would have been Jack having to have appendix surgery.
Right.
But in this, that was barely even the most relevant thing. You know, Christian Shepherd showing up was huge. The whole Miles thing was crazy. The Hurley.
Now, do you think they threw the whole Christian Jack needing an operation to make it, was it a dream or not? Or some of the scenes
I think
were
so.
Dream
that
or
might have been
that
a
would
part
just
of
a whole
the
twist. Let's just throw it in there, and they'll have to wonder if it's a dream or not.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that's why they did it. Going to Mario, Claire is going to be at Jacob's Cabin. Now, I know Jay would be upset if that happens, but I'm on the campaign. Save Claire.
I don't think she's dead. And I don't think she's going to die now. She's just going to be wherever, she's going to be. Remember in season one, maybe the reason why I liked her so much in season one is because she was gone for like 10 episodes.
Wow. Wow. Man. It's funny. People are backing you. We're getting calls to just die already. Just die already and emails. But there's
but
some
you know
people...
maybe now that she's gone and she when she comes back maybe she'll have more relevance.
Wow,
because when she left the first time she was cute and adorable and she came back she was a jerk and I didn't like her, so maybe now when she comes back she'll be recorrected.
Man, save Claire. That's all I gotta say. Save Ferris and save Claire.
Save Claire. Save the island.
Yeah, right. Hey, there you go. That could be a cat.
There's a t-shirt right there.
Get her in a cheerleading outfit. That's all you need. Tony, Bernard is working for Widmore.
See, but now if Widmore initiated Dharma, that would make Dharma...
he would be part of Dharma.
Yeah.
So it all comes full circle and I'd be right.
Yeah. Again.
So
I thought you could never top the underwater hatch, but if Bernard...
I think if either one of them works...
I'll give you. If Bernard ends up working...
I think someone should bow down and kiss my feet.
I agree. It's not going to be me, but I agree someone should.
After I've played basketball for an hour and a half, take my socks off. And that's just gross. But no, wasn't there a deleted scene that had a guy named Bernard on the... I can't remember. I shouldn't even brought it up because I can't remember.
Yeah, I don't remember that either.
Going to Siobhan... she had actually, we cut out part of her call.
Yeah, she had a cool theory, but it's about the preview.
It's a very cool theory, but we don't want to give away a spoiler. So, yeah. But it's very cool. And
about what the preview for the next
after hearing
was.
It, I can't wait to see next week's episode. Yeah. But she was saying that Jin called out Charlotte. And yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was nice. And it was like the first time we really seen Jin act as his, kind of mafioso hitman.
Right. He was back to his old ways. So, he knows how to play that role. He's not comfortable in it.
No.
But when he wants to protect his woman.
Well, and he promised her. He said, I'm getting you off of this.
Right. He's made that
safe.
His goal. He's going to do it. And going to Nancy, a big time jader. So she's happy. She said people that didn't like the romantic part wouldn't like
but,
the sexual.
But the skater slat stuff too, because Kate did something for Sawyer. It's just never gonna end.
No, it's just they got to keep that going. But I'm not big in the whole romantic part of stuff. Like, but I thought it was great.
I thought it was fun. Yeah.
And then we were talking about she was talking about Hurley and his scene was so convincing and stuff like that. And I'm not saying this because he's a close personal friend of yours, But he is convinced.
What is amazing to see his development from season one.
Yeah, where season one, four. Season one was like, okay, that's Hurley. You know,
well, yeah, I mean, it's Jorge.
Jorge being kind of not being himself. He's acting, but it's more like, hey, he's the jokester.
He was more of the kind of the comedic relief.
Right, and now he's
and from season most like the end of season two when he had the development of you know his weight issues and then like Libby coming in the death of Libby.
It changed his character, and this season. It was dark. It was like, oh my God, he's not gonna make me cry again. Like he did when he cried when Charlie died.
Yeah, exactly.
And he was emotional when Charlie died.
Yeah, and it's great to see he still cares
about Charlie.
Yeah. I think Hurley get grieved
but
more.
I'm not saying that because he's your close personal friend, but I'm saying it because really, it was like, oh my God, he's gonna make me cry again. Don't make me cry again.
And that's another great thing. You know, people are gonna maybe diss this episode. It was really great. And characters are doing, like Jin. He has his mission, and we're getting to see his story.
Right, and you know, and we're only getting bits and pieces of him, but it was great to see him. It was good to see Bernie, like we said earlier, getting his part and stuff, and then Kate and Jack, and then Sawyer develop. You know, it was great. It was not a filler.
I was never bored with it.
In fact, when I looked at the clock, when she said Dad, I must have done the same like, thing. We both looked at the clock, and I went, oh, there's 10 minutes left.
Yeah.
It can't be what's going on.
I've never had that happen.
It's usually during Lost, I don't look at the clock.
Yeah.
And like going until the end where I start looking at the clock, okay, well, how are they going to end this? How are they going to end this? But I was like, wow.
I thought they ended it right there.
I said, wow, they still got 10 minutes.
Yeah. Wow, I thought it was like Christmas. I got another 10 minutes of Lost.
But no, great job, guys. And
And we look forward to what more you have on Monday's episode. Right. Jack, do we have an update on the season contest?
We do.
All right, let me get some music ready. Because I didn't have any last time.
No.
Here we go.
Yeah.
All right, we got a season four contest update. Part two, right? No part one.
There was no part one that I know of.
Any part threes?
No part three.
What about a part four?
We're not doing a part three or part four contest. Okay. No.
Part 10?
That's not happening.
All right.
Never again. I don't even know if we're doing a contest next season. Just kidding.
Unless someone gives you a prize.
That's right. Actually, someone offered us a game of Risk.
So, yes.
Yeah, I was really excited about that.
When I was at Target today, I saw Risk. I was like, I wanted to get it. I was like, oh, wait, nobody's sending us.
No, someone promised us one.
So I want to play.
Yeah.
I've never played before.
You're going to lose.
Probably.
Actually, it was your girlfriend Colleen's in town, and I guess she said, to keep me quiet, can I do the contest? And I said, because I guess she has a habit of talking.
Yeah, she likes to talk.
And you threatened that. Well, you said you said you're nasty.
Well, no, I said I'm mean, but you know you're my girlfriend, so you automatically get you know a certain amount of leniency.
Well, you said,
but Jack, he doesn't have any reason to be nice to you.
I said, well, okay, then if you're gonna do the contest, I guess I can put the revolver away. But it was funny during the thing. I noticed I was talking during it.
Yeah,
I was like doing commentary through the whole thing. I said this would be a great commentary one because I was doing the whole Dennis joke.
Because you had kind of an audience today.
Yeah, I guess that's what it was. Yeah. And then at one point I said, why can't I shut up? Shut up! So we missed the beginning of the episode. So we're going, unless someone else can tell us, or we're going to watch it again. We'll download it on iTunes.
Yeah, exactly.
Or steal it from someone. I'm kidding. We're going with Jack said the first, he had the first line, unless we find out, because we didn't see the beach scene in the beginning when he fell down. Number 21 was answered, and this was actually worked out really good because at first we were going because when they first kind of kissed, in the bathroom, I go, "Well, is that a?" Colleen goes, "Is that a hug?" I go, "That's close enough." And then I go, "Oh, you know what? Someone's gonna complain. Well, they didn't wrap each other around."
If you freeze frame at each moment, there's only one arm, and you need two arms for hugging.
I go, "Someone's gonna send me a nasty email, and I have to." But later on, they did hug. So Kate and Jack hug, and that was worth 15 points. That was question number 21. Number 28, will we see Dharma Rose again? And the answer was yes, we got to see Rose. She actually had some lines, which is always good. I like Rose. And that was worth 16 points. And Hurley definitely didn't say dude today.
No, he wasn't in a dude mood.
He didn't say he was dude-less.
He was dude free.
But someone said the first week he said dude. Last week's episode?
I have it on iTunes. We'll watch it.
And
I've
watched it twice, and I have not. And if someone can tell me when he said dude, I still have the dude count at zero.
Okay.
So we might have a dude-less season. Second part of the season.
Well, dude-less second half.
Second half, because he was dude a lot in the first half. So
he was duded?
He was duded. It's late.
All right. You ready for your crackpot theory?
Do you have a because your theories just got blown out of the water.
It did.
Rousseau didn't come and shoot Kimmy, did he?
No. But I had another one. What was my other one?
Your only hope that she could have done that is Kimmy wouldn't have seen her buried, and he would have stepped on her gun and would have shot.
It could still happen. They're running back to the helicopter.
So it could still happen.
Exactly. So it's not dead Kimmy, yet.
Frank goes, no, don't stand there. Watch out for that water bottle.
That'd be great. The water bottle killed me. He trips over and falls off a cliff.
And the water bottle stands up. I see a commercial on a water bottle. Yeah. I think, I
don't really know water bottle manufacturers, but they do make those.
They do.
Brand name.
You got to have them.
All right. So you ready?
Yes.
The drum set ready. Here we go. All right.
I got two today. So I had one before that it started. And I was actually upset that wasn't my crackpot theory
last week
because I said, "Well, that makes a lot. That would have been a good crackpot theory."
Mm.
I don't know why I didn't think about it last week, but after my guarantee, I
got
I kind of altered this first crackpot theory a little bit. I was going to say, well, I think that when Ben said he had to go say goodbye to Alex, he might have said goodbye to Alex, but he was actually going to Kimmy and telling him what his next mission is. I think Kimmy and Ben are working together, and that's why I think it showed this week because they weren't dead.
Mm-hmm.
The smoke monster didn't kill him.
Yeah.
So I think that Ben...
The whole smoke monster thing was all for show? The death of Alex was all for show?
Right. I was going to say that...
That's pretty hardcore.
I was going to say that Alex was still alive.
Uh-huh.
But after seeing Rousseau and poor Carl, I don't think...
You're out of guarantees.
I'm not guaranteeing anything.
Yeah.
But I think that's what Ben was doing. He was going... Uh-huh. I think Ben... Kimmy is working for Ben.
Okay.
And I think that might have been Ben told him what the whole thing would...
And that was really Ben's man on the boat?
Yep. I think that's the whole...
That's interesting.
I think that's...
It's not out of Ben's reach to do something like that, so...
You know, he's always manipulating people and getting in people's heads.
Mm-hmm.
It just seemed weird. I gotta say goodbye to Alex. John. Well, why wouldn't they stay behind and help him out?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't... No one stayed.
Yeah.
You know, hey, obviously give him his space, but why wouldn't you at least go like 25 feet away and, you know, let him talk and say, hey, we're going to stay here and help you out.
Well, then again, there was a gigantic smoke monster destroying the forest and people inside it.
Well, I know that Miles and Hurley ran.
Yeah.
But Sawyer didn't run. Who else was with him?
Claire
and Aaron. Baby Aaron didn't run.
I think if all people, Locke would have stayed because he's had this interest in the smoke monster.
Yeah, it just seemed weird. It just seemed weird that, you know, I still think that Ben... was giving. I think he said goodbye. Said sorry, didn't work. And then, but then
it was 50-50 chance. Sorry,
You go back to that whole scene with him and Kimmy when he's like going, "You're gonna get back on your boat, and the five of you are gonna leave, and that's it." Da, 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 da. And then this week we see that they're still alive after the smoke monster we saw just tore the one guy up.
Mm-hmm.
You think that the smoke monster is pretty quick. I don't think they could have outrun him.
Yeah, exactly.
So. No, I'm not buying that.
Okay.
And this week, I think we saw that Charlotte speaks Korean.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she's working for Mr. Pike. And
that would be pretty interesting.
My theory, and I'm sticking to it.
All right. So, both of them are?
Charlotte's working for Mr. Pike.
Okay.
And Ben is working together with Kimmy. Or Kimmy's working for Ben.
All right.
There's something going on there.
Okay. All right. So, Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Yeah, let's go home.
All right. All right, guys, that is our show for this Friday.
Yay!
If you would like to give us a call, give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
That's 206-309-0311. Call anytime with your last questions, comments, and or theories. Also, you can check out jayandjack.com with all important information related to the show, like our...
message board.
And?
Our website.
And that is... And?
I don't know. Our t-shirts. I'm sorry.
And our MySpace page.
Our MySpace page.
Dig us on dig.com.
Dig.com.
Punch Jack in the face.
Punch me in the face.
Message board.
All that fun stuff.
We almost lost our message board this week.
Yeah,
someone hacked into it and put like this adware on it.
Yeah.
Or just like this ad that kept coming.
I kept trying to get on. I go, what is going on with this thing?
And I was freaking out. And then I went to Pro Boards and actually asked them, and they helped me get in and fix it.
Was that what happened? Because
yeah.
it was.
Oh, weird. Man, I thought I lost the. I was like having a heart attack.
It was bad.
But it's fixed and everything's fine now.
I just give you guys a heads up. Not this week because I'll be able to answer all the emails this week. But the following Thursday night,
yeah.
The next day we're going on Disney a trip. World. We're going to Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to meet up with us, I'm going to be wearing a disguise. I'll be wearing
big ears. Big nose and a little mustache and glasses thing.
No, you see me with big ears and a big nose, and I'll be wearing like a red vest and stuff like that. And hi, everybody!
You want to know why he usually wears the vests and everything?
No.
Because Mickey Mouse's are usually played by girls.
Oh, the inside.
Yeah, inside they're usually played by girls. And that's why they have the vest, because the girls are smaller and they fit into the costume better.
Ah.
The only time they aren't played by girls is when it's like Steamboat Willie and he doesn't get to have the jacket.
I did not know that, sir. But anyway, so that week, I'll give you, remind you guys next week, but I want to give you guys 2 weeks. That I don't want you to think I'm just ignoring you guys.
Yeah.
I will probably not be answering any emails until the following week. And so, anyway.
Speaking of emails, you can give us an email at lostpodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that's lostpodcast@gmail.com. All right, that's about it. We'll see you guys Monday. Anything else you want to say, Jack?
No, it's time to go to work.
All right, hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.